Fans of the Boathouse Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. They feature great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. College and NFL football, that's your spot. They also can cater your next private party at 1309 Main Street in Belmar. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com. Make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter.
Back here for the start of the fourth, Sacred Heart leading 24-14 as we start our last set of 15 minutes. Third down and five, ball at the Monmouth 47-yard line. Pioneers will operate with a three-wide set. Two off to the right, one left for Noel. Pressure coming. Sacred Heart picks it up. And a nice defensive play made by Clark Coe as the intended target, Moses Webb, ball tipped away at the last second, and Sacred Heart will have to bring the punt team back on.
Great, great play by Clark Coe. His development this season has been a pleasure to watch at the safety position, and that time showing what he can do in pass coverage, forcing fourth down.
Elijah Phillips will stand at his own 14-yard line and await the kick here of Jamie Ross. Low, spiraling kick. Phillips feeling it at the 16-yard line. Spins forward, gets close to the 20, and then tripped up right at the 20-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for Monmouth. The offense has picked up a little bit here for MU. They are within two possessions, and again, trying to keep that momentum going and cut into this 24-14 lead.
Last time they were able to get a touchdown, it was that break play to Thad Richards, and now we're into the fourth quarter, still down by 10 points. Look for the offense to look to pick it up a little bit. You don't have to just start flinging it around just yet, but maybe a little quicker between plays. Try to get a score here, make this one interesting.
Hayes into the backfield as the single setback. McLafferty and Sterling tight end receiver combo to the right. Here is the give to Hayes. Will pick up two to the 22-yard line. Stop made by Sperduto, the middle linebacker. And now on second and eight, MU will bring in different package. Morrow coming into the game. Will go in the backfield with Hayes. Sterling will swap sides, go left with Davenport. Clock moving here in the fourth. We've ticked off 55 seconds. Hill looking over the defense. Three-man front this time for Sacred Heart. Showing pressure, and here they come. Hill lets it go, flares it to the far side. Davenport will make the catch and get spun forward. Stopped at the 28-yard line. That's going to be shy of a first down by a little bit more than a yard. Monmouth needs to get to the 30, and the ball right now spotted at about the 28.5.
Hayes is the running back. They have a bigger lineup already in the game. So we'll look and see what Monmouth does here. They do have Sterling one-on-one on the outside if they want it.
Hayes the deep man. Morrow as the lead blocker. Hayes will get it. He will have the first down. Fumbles the football. Still going. It is close to the Monmouth sideline, and they will say Sacred Heart ball. Dennis Reagan comes away with it on the hit from Gordon Hill. Hayes fumbling, something he does not do very often. And on another potential scoring drive where Monmouth needs it, it will be Sacred Heart football.
It just seems as though things like that happen at the most inopportune times for this Monmouth football team. You said it, Hayes rarely fumbles the ball, if ever. And here, needing it down 10, puts it on the carpet.
First down and 10 now for Sacred Heart. Already up by 10. Noel looking to go back to work. Split back set. Play action. Pressure coming. Lets it go. Far side looking into the end zone. And a flag coming out. Doobie was covered by Brandon. And this looks like it will be pass interference on Monmouth.
Preliminary call is that. We'll get the official call in our crowd microphone, but it will be pass interference. It came from the referee in the middle of the field, not the one on the play. So whatever he saw, it was after the ball was thrown. As they're discussing it now, thrown it around the 11-yard line.
Monmouth player is actually pointing in the Sacred Heart direction.
I saw the official that threw the flag point towards Monmouth when initially signaling the penalty. That may not be the case now.
Let's listen in.
There is no foul on a play for defensive pass interference. The ball was uncatchable.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. If that ball was anything, it wasn't uncatchable.
So they rule an uncatchable ball and take the penalty flag away from Brandon. And now on a second and 10, Sacred Heart quickly back to the line. 13-13 to go in the fourth quarter. Noel has Spence as the single back, who will now set himself to the left side of the formation. Noel, play action to him, will keep it running to the line. Hit in the backfield and drop for a one-yard loss. Tyler Thompson among those in on the tackle, and Monmouth will bring in the nickel package, expecting a third down throw from the Pioneers.
Got to watch here. Dangerous area of the field at the plus 34-yard line. You still got to watch draw. You still have to watch screen just because of where it is, because if Sacred Heart picks up a few yards, they have a chance to maybe even go for it. Tricky down here.
Noel will move Bell off to his right as the single back. Play action. Noel wanting to throw. Going down the far sideline again, and this one out of bounds. Non-catchable pass intended for Pat Casey, the running back. And now Sacred Heart. Looks like they will punt it away. I have to say, I'm a bit surprised by that. You're punting from your own 34-yard line. You are really counting on Jamie Ross here to either cough in corner or hang one in the air and get your coverage guys down quick.
I'm real surprised, because if you knew that, why wouldn't you run it on third down or try an intermediate pass to then maybe have a makeable fourth down? Interesting series of plays.
Low snap. Ross fields it. Angles one off to his left, bounces at the five, and into the end zone. So it'll come out to the 20-yard line for a touchback. 13 yards of field possession gain on that kick.
Now, while we have a minute with the change of possession, we'd like to remind everyone, Monmouth men's basketball games coming up, women's basketball games coming up as well. The men's broadcast with Matt, myself, and our good buddy Steve Bazaz will be on the Shore Sports Network all season. Tickets for men's and women's home games now available by calling 732-263-5735 or emailing awktickets@monmouth.edu. Season is going to be here before you know it, folks. Call and get your tickets today.
12:20 to go here from Sacred Heart. Monmouth trailing 24-14. First season in the new league in the MAC this year for MU on the hardwood. Hill with a play action, looking for Sterling, who had stopped his route and got tangled up with J.D. Roussel. An incomplete pass thrown, and now second and 10.
Off schedule here. Now it's second and 10, 12:14 to go. Fourth quarter, Matt. Monmouth doesn't have that many more chances in this game, potentially, to try and get points. This is a big series.
Sterling and Davenport this time will go left. McLafferty, stand-up receiver this time, formation right, with Asante, the single back. On second and 10 from the right hash mark. Looking over the middle for McLafferty. Tough throw there by Hill. Not close to McLafferty. And now it'll be third and 10.
Now you put yourself really behind the eight ball at third and 10. And the offense has had too many wasted opportunities in this football game. They need to try and pick this up. And I think a name you haven't called in a long time, I would look one way, and it's going to be one of the guys to the bunch to the near side.
Neil Sterling, Thaddeus Richards, and Eric Sumlin in that bunch package. Formation right. Davenport, the single man, up top to the left. Look for Sacred Heart to bring pressure. They've done it all day long, and here they come again. Up the middle. Hill in trouble. Eludes the rush this time. Stops. Lets it go. Ball hanging in the air. Sumlin coming back and runs in to the referee. The back judge makes the play, if you can believe that. Sumlin could not get around the back judge, who couldn't get out of the way of Sumlin. And the ball goes as an incomplete pass. And on fourth down, Monmouth will have to punt it away.
The official part of the field, so that play obviously will force fourth down. And when you're not playing good football, the breaks do not go your way. Prime example right there.
Tyler Doobie will go back deep and await the punt here of Ryan Moore. Wasn't the best of throws either certainly by Hill, just kind of hung it up there. Moore with a short kick. Doobie will return it from his own 40-yard line. 45 at midfield. And gets into Monmouth territory. Nice return of about 14 yards to the Hawks' 46-yard line.
Matt, we've seen weird plays all season long. The Hawks, the first time, it hurt them in the Lehigh game. This time, two weird plays now. You got that multiple turnover play in the first half, and that one on an awful throw by Hill. But it should have been a catch as Sumlin made an adjustment. Just cannot get a break.
First down and 10 now for the Pioneers. Time on the clock, 11:46 to go in the fourth. Noel rolling off to his right. Stops, throws, looks for Doobie down the field. And that up over the top, an incomplete pass will make it second and 10. Clark Coe had the coverage.
I'm even a little surprised by that play call. Sacred Heart up 10, 11:38 to go. Run it. The clock is your friend here, even though you're a hurry-up offense, and that's what you do best.
Five-man front as Demersian walks up at the outside linebacker spot. Noel, quick play action. Sets up the screen to the outside. Catch is made by Greg Moore, and he is dropped quickly. Demersian bounced off the line to make the play, along with Coe on what will turn out to be about a 3-yard loss and make it third now and 13. The defense here in the second half has played well enough to get Monmouth back into the game. It's been the offense who hasn't been able to be productive.
The defense really hasn't allowed a point since the first quarter. Take that fluke play out. They're playing really well, and Sacred Heart's offense is even helping them out with some interesting play calls.
Third and 13. Here comes the pressure for Monmouth. Noel stops, throws, looks, and Johnson will make the catch, but out of bounds. Joe Johnson had the coverage. Bobby Johnson, the intended target, caught it, but it already trickled out of bounds. So again, Sacred Heart will have to punt. Seemingly here, Eddie, sorry about that. It just seems like Sacred Heart keeps giving Monmouth chances to get into the game and MU not taking advantage.
Partner, I was going to make the exact same point, is that the defense is playing well. Sacred Heart with a 10-point lead just threw it three straight times when they could have cut this game down and taken 2 or 3 minutes off the clock.
Mild pressure as Ross shanks one off the side of his foot. Phillips will call for and make a fair catch at the 18-yard line. A couple of key drives for Monmouth. You know, go back in the third quarter when MU had it first and 10 from the Sacred Heart 27-yard line. They couldn't get any points there. The ensuing drive, they had a decent field position. And then, of course, that latest fumble by Julian Hayes. So Monmouth unproductive here on the offensive side of the ball with another crack, and time not yet a factor, but it will be pretty soon. 10:48 to go in the fourth. Sacred Heart leading MU 24-14.
You take all that into account, and it's still just a 10-point game. You get a score here, it's a one-possession game.
Hill gets the snap. Play action. Going to roll right in trouble, and will get sacked again. Inside the 10-yard line. Back at about the 8, that will be a 10-yard loss. The Monmouth offensive line today has been unable to solve the blitzing of Sacred Heart.
We heard it on the way up from our friend Tom Farrell. They do exotic things up front. We heard the coaches saying it all week, and right now, 2 weeks was not enough time for this Monmouth front because Sacred Heart has gotten to Brandon Hill all game.
Second down and 10. That's the fifth sack of the day, plus several other pressures after that. Another stand-up defense here by Sacred Heart. They will bring pressure from all sides. Here they come. Hill sees it, wants to throw quickly. And the intended target on the far side was Elijah Phillips, matched up that time with Preston Sanford. And they will get Sanford for a pass interference. That will really bail Monmouth out.
Oh, it was an awful throw by Brandon Hill at the feet of the receiver. They were hand-fighting down the field, and if this call goes against Sacred Heart, Monmouth caught a break there, and they'll need to try to look to capitalize on it, as that was a tough call if it does, in fact, go against the defense.
Quick discussion. Here's the referee.
Interference on the defense, number 11. Oh! Previous spot, automatic, first down.
So plus 15 for Monmouth. They will get a first down of that. The one thing I will say with Sanford, it looked like after the play he had pulled down the jersey a little bit of Elijah Phillips over the shoulder pad. And I think that was really what got him. Now on first and 10 for Monmouth. A score away from really tightening this up and making it a ball game. Need to make a big play somewhere. Hill gets the snap. Four-man rush. Lets it go. Looking. Has Phillips at the 40-yard line. And then pushed down out of bounds at the 42. Phillips a little slow to get up. He is out of play in the Monmouth bench area. Made the catch. Was tackled on the coverage by Stephon Thomas. Phillips, who has had a history of shoulder problems in his career, now up and looks like he's okay.
He's right on the sideline, rolled off the field. Davenport ran on for him, but I agree, he looks to be okay over there.
Split wide out set. Here's Asante on the carry, spinning his way out of trouble. KB bouncing off of tackles, trying to get to midfield. He is pushed down just shy of midfield. Nice hard run, about an 8-yard pickup from KB Asante. And Monmouth will have it second and short.
Like this down in distance, Matt. It'll be second and short, as you said, nearing the 9-minute mark. Nice area in the field if the Hawks elect to maybe try something down the field.
Richards and Sterling this time will split out to the right. McLafferty tight end right. Phillips back into the game. Wide receiver up top to the left where he has single coverage. Here's the pressure coming. Asante reads it, runs hard, gets the first down and more inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. A gain of more than 7, and the Hawks will move the sticks.
That time they elect to keep it on the ground. Good yardage from KB through the right side. First and 10 and moving the football here. Offense has a little more zip to it, and they're coming alive in the fourth quarter.
Again, got to get points. You're taking certainly time off the clock. You don't have to rush. But on a sustained drive, you've got to be able to put points on the board.
It's okay if you take the time, if you're able to score. And we'll see what they do here.
Three wide set. Play action. Asante. Hill going down the middle. Looking for Sterling. Tangled up. And another penalty flag will come out. Sterling, I think, drew that call more than anything. J.D. Roussel was the cover corner. And Sterling did a good job of acting like he wanted to get to a spot. I'm not sure if he would have caught it regardless. But it will be another pass interference.
I'll tell you what, Matt, Monmouth caught another break there. Because that ball was A, uncatchable, even for the 6'4 Sterling. And unless the angle that we had, we didn't see the front of the play. Unless the DB is pulling Neal's jersey, tough call. Because Neal was, in fact, in front of him from Brandon Hill. So Monmouth here getting some breaks. They've got to take advantage of this to come back and win this game.
Plus 30 yards on penalties here in the drive. First and 10 from the Sacred Heart 27. Split wide out set. Asante will get it. Stretch play off the right side. Looking for a seam. Has something on the near side. Popped out of bounds inside the 15. That's going to be a first down run. They will spot it at the 13. And Monmouth with a first down.
Under 8 minutes to go, fourth quarter. The offense driving. And it's been the ground attack, couple of penalties. And the Hawks now inside the red zone.
Certainly plenty of time left in the game as long as Monmouth can get into the end zone here. Trips off to the left, Sterling near sideline right. Hill wants to throw, looks for Sterling, back shoulder throw, cannot connect. And the ball incomplete, out of bounds, make it second and 10.
I like where they're looking, especially enjoy the matchup out there with Roussel, who goes 5'10". But I think Neal ran a little slant. And Brandon threw it to the back shoulder for second down.
7:39 to go in the fourth quarter. This time Sterling will operate as a slot receiver to the left. No one covering him right now. Monmouth will take their time, look over to the sideline, change the play. Sterling and Phillips, the two receivers, formation left. Asante, the single setback. Hill looking over the middle. Fable has it. Catches it inside the 5-yard line. Takes a hard shot but holds on to the football. Dennis Reagan there on the coverage and the tackle. They will move the yard marker about a yard shy of the first down where it'll be third and one.
And the bigger situation is the Hawks are now inside that 5-yard line. So if you pick it up, you've got a couple more cracks. You score here, you save yourself potentially some precious time.
Morrow and Pandorf, big package in. Three back set. Asante gets it. Running right. KB will have the first down as he moves it down inside the 3-yard line. That should be enough to set up Monmouth with a first and goal as we have hit the 6:52 mark in the fourth quarter. And Monmouth within about 2.5 yards of making this a one-score game.
I like what they're doing up front. Keep it on the ground. You do have Neil Sterling out wide. Roussel will go meet him. Again, he goes at 5'10", completely alone on the left side.
Asante, Pandorf, and Morrow all in. Asante gets it. Big hole off the left side. Touchdown, KB Asante.
Number 32,
able to take it in and tighten this one up. Monmouth has pulled to within 4 with the extra point upcoming.
It's a big drive by the offense, and the biggest one they've had in this ball game. They took time off the clock, and they weren't going as fast as I would have necessarily liked, but they ended it the way they needed to with a touchdown to make this a one-score game. And the bigger thing, Matt, the defense got to rest. They are playing much better football here in the second half.
Spillane to trying to make it a 3-point deficit. This is a big kick. Keeps the field goal in play. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And that is good. 24-21, Sacred Heart leads. Monmouth has tightened it up here as we have hit the 6:25 mark in the fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. 82-yard scoring drive for Monmouth, ticking up just over 4 minutes off the clock. But more importantly, MU has pulled it within 3, 24-21. Lucas Santangelo on to kick off. High, end over end, deep kick. Will drive Moses Webb inside his own end zone about 4 yards deep. And he will take a knee. It will come out for a touchback. Some pushing and shoving going back and forth between a couple of the Sacred Heart players and Darren Ambush, number 83. They get separated, and the Pioneer offense will come on. It'll be first and 10 for Sacred Heart at their own 25-yard line.
Matt Monmouth with their full complement of timeouts here for the final 6 minutes and 25 seconds in the fourth quarter. If the defense does what they've done all half, get a stop, plays out just how you want it to.
Joe Johnson back into the game at the corner. Brandon on the far side and a 3-wide receiver set for Sacred Heart. Noel has 2 backs in the backfield. Ball from the right hash. Gets the snap. Wants to throw over the middle. Find Doobie, who's got a good head of steam coming forward. Getting to the 40-yard line. That is a 15-yard pickup. Well-designed play. Tyler Doobie, a set of good hands. The 6-foot junior has been a tough guy for Monmouth to cover so far today.
Yeah, he's been a tough matchup. Matched up on the outside with both Brandon and Johnson. He's doing well.
Noel here in between plays on first and 10. Off the zone read, will give it to Tino Perina, who gets back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Host of Hawks in on the stop. Josh Samanowicz, Pat O'Hara there. It'll be second and 10, inside of 6 to go in the fourth.
And this Sacred Heart offense, Matt, which goes fast normally, we'll see if they adjust tempo here to try and take time off the clock. There's 20 on the play clock right now.
Pioneers lead 24-21. Quick pass, swing pass intended for Perina. Monmouth angling that it was a lateral pass. The ball went out of bounds. It won't be ruled as that, just an incompletion. And it'll be third and 10.
Matt, Sacred Heart has really helped Monmouth on this comeback in the second half. They're a power-running football team. They have thrown the football more in the second half than I've seen with this lead. Now if the Hawks can win third down, they can get it back, and they bring in their nickel package.
Yeah, big pass rush into the game. Jack Eisenstadt, Leslie, and O'Hara, the three who will come with Demersion. Noel standing in the pocket, got a big hole, going to try and run to get it. Demersion comes back and makes a great play to tie up Noel and not let him get to the first down. At the 46-yard line, the stop made And Sacred Heart will have to punt it away again.
Credit this MU defense. They have shut down Sacred Heart since that first quarter. They've really settled in. They've made tremendous adjustments. And now they're going to give the ball to their offense with less than 5 minutes to go and a chance to tie or take the lead in this game.
Phillips at his own 23-yard line. Ross gets it. No pressure. Good punt. Phillips will let it bounce. That will go out of bounds, angled out of bounds. And the near side referee walking up to the 23-yard line where Monmouth will have it first and 10. MU with 4:45 left in the fourth quarter, trailing Sacred Heart 24-21.
They have all three timeouts, and they have the benefit of scoring last time they had the football. There's not so little time that MU needs to go two-minute drill. They will need to go quicker than normal, but this played out as well as you could have hoped if you're a Hawk fan.
Plenty of time left on the clock. Timeouts. And an offense that may be finding its stride. Hayes into the game, single back. Hill wanting to throw. Pressure coming. Looking for Sterling. And that ball batted away. Sterling had a crack at it. That time J.D. Roussel with nice coverage. It'll set up a second and 10.
Off schedule here. We saw it last drive. They began it with an incomplete pass. The biggest thing, you got to treat this drive like gold because you may not get the football back.
Second down and 10. And again, as you mentioned, off schedule, an interesting decision here to run it or keep it in the passing game. Hill splits the wideouts. It'll be Hayes. A bit of a busted play off the left side. And Hayes able to get back to the line of scrimmage, but no gain. Make it third and 10. Ray Hodson, number 13, coming off his defensive end spot to lead Sacred Heart. Now third and 10.
So now you've got a team who's been bringing exotic blitzes all game on a third and long against a team who needs to convert to try to continue the comeback. If you're Monmouth, you got to rely on your major playmakers on this situation.
At the four-minute mark on a third and 10 for Monmouth at their own 23-yard line. Four receivers into the game. Hill wants to throw. Pressure coming. Looking for Davenport, who goes up over the top. Who's got it? Interception. They will rule in favor of Sacred Heart. Preston Sanford stepped in front of it on a low throw, and Hill was picked off.
Oh, man, that's the worst possible scenario if you're a Monmouth fan. Because now with 3:51 on the clock, you're down three. You may have to use all your timeouts on this scenario. The biggest thing, you have to keep the Pioneers out of the end zone. Hold them to a field goal and somehow get the ball back to the offense with a chance.
It was the one thing you couldn't have happen, a turnover deep down in your own end. Sacred Heart takes over at the Monmouth 34-yard line. The give to Kashadas Spence, and now Sacred Heart will look to run a little bit of clock. Monmouth will use a timeout. It comes here at the 3:43 mark in the fourth quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Sacred Heart leads 24-21. Back with more Hawks football right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, with Monmouth down 24-21 to Sacred Heart with 3:43 to go in this fourth quarter, we'd like to remind you to stay connected with the Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Follow MU Hawks on both Twitter and Instagram, like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU players, coaches, and more.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Acupinti up here in the box today. Ray Malaspina in the studios. MU defense trying to keep Monmouth into this game. Second down and 8 for Sacred Heart at the MU 32-yard line. Play action, Noel rolling to his right, looking over the middle, has a man. It's the tight end, number 83. Thank Barkides, who will make the catch and pick up a big first down for Sacred Heart inside the Monmouth 15, pushed out at the 14.
3:34 to go, fourth quarter, two timeouts. Right now the goal becomes keeping Sacred Heart out of the end zone. I think we have a player down, Matt. It looks to be out of bounds, but they have stopped the clock. And the Hawks have called timeout.
Can't quite see who it is. I believe it's Tevron Brandon.
Correction.
Who is down.
is for an interest from the player. There is no charge timeout.
No charge timeout, as you can hear from the referee trying to tend to Brandon on the far side. At the 14-yard line, the ball sits right now in Sacred Heart with a first and 10, leading in this one 24-21.
So let's reset the game for you. When we come back, as Matt said, it's first and 10. The ball will be on the 14-yard line. Pioneers lead Monmouth by 3. Defensively, you've got to try somehow and hold Sacred Heart to a field goal to give your offense the ball back still at one possession. A touchdown here pretty much ends the football game.
First and 10. They've got Brandon tended to out of bounds. Isoluca comes in as the corner now for Monmouth. And Noel bringing the offense back on. Spence resets himself with 3:20 to go. Spence gets it and is hit at the 15-yard line. No gain on the play. Lost probably a yard. And looks like Monmouth will use their second timeout of the game to stop the clock with 3:14 and on a second and 11. We'll keep it here. So, a couple of downs here, obviously, for Sacred Heart. I think the question for them is do they dare putting the ball in the air and kind of go for the knockout delivery and look for the touchdown, or play it pretty close to the vest? They've got a good field goal kicker in Chris Rogers, who has 13 field goals on the year, has good range. They're certainly within his range right now. They could run a couple into the line, set it up. Maybe you do break something and get a first down on the ground game, or do you dare put it in the air?
They're a power running football team. They come into the game averaging 246 yards per contest on the ground. But Matt, with that said, in this fourth quarter, we've seen them throw the ball in instances where I thought they should run it. So now, I don't know. Do they see kind of the error of their ways, which has helped Monmouth get back into this game and say, you know what? We have a great running back, probably one of the better ones in the Northeast Conference, definitely one of the better ones. Let's give it to him. If he breaks it, great. If not, we'll kick a field goal. Monmouth's offense has been erratic at best today. That would be how I would play it out. We'll see what happens.
Spence is the single back into the game. Tight end and two receivers left side of the formation. Noel will throw. Looking in the flat, and that one off target. Pat O'Hara that time with the pressure and the deflection. Big play for a couple of reasons. Sets up a third and 11 and stops the clock with 3:09 to go off the incompletion.
And just like I said, I would have run it, and that's why I'm in the press box. That play, huge by Pat O'Hara to stop the clock. And actually, Sikowski had a chance almost at an interception as it fell in front of him. So now third down, regardless of what happens with 3:09 on the clock. Monmouth could, if they can stop him, get it back with a lot of time.
Got to stop here and force the field goal. Bell into the game now as the single back. Noel will roll again. Look left. Doesn't have anything. Running out of space. Lets it go into the end zone. That's intercepted. Picked off by Clark Coe in the end zone. It'll come out for a touchback. Noel with a bad decision, a rare one on the day for him. Just kind of threw it up there. Should have thrown it out of the back of the end zone and at least given his team an opportunity for the field goal. Instead, Monmouth has all things go their way. They hold defensively, get it back, don't give any points, still have a timeout left and 2:59 on the clock.
This defense has been phenomenal in the second half. They have put the offense in positions to win the game. Now it's easy. Go out and win it with 2:59 to go. Tremendous play by Clark Coe. Awful play by R.J. Noel. Throw that ball over to the pit center. It shouldn't be anywhere near the field of play. Now Brandon Hill needs to lead a game-winning drive, at least a drive to try and tie this one up.
Four wide receiver set for Monmouth. Ball at the left hash mark of the 20-yard line. Hill stops, throws. Wants Sterling. Catches made at the 25. Comes forward, stretches the frame out to the 28-yard line. That's an 8-yard pickup. Monmouth doesn't have to rush, but they've got to maybe pick up the tempo a little bit.
Yeah, you may not be in the 2-minute drill, but you're at about the 2.5-minute drill, and I would lean on number 17, Neil Sterling, in this situation.
Roussel has the coverage on Sterling, who now comes to the near sideline with Sumlin, Richards, and Davenport up top to the left. Asante, the single back on second down and 2. Hill wants to throw. Heavy pressure coming. And Hill did well just to release the football. Pressure up the middle brought by James Rents, number 48. Boy, Sacred Heart has just had guys running free all game long.
Yeah, it's been that weird front that we've seen. Three, four, sometimes no guys down. Biggest play of the game here, Matt. Third and two.
Well, you think of your mama. Do you keep it on the ground and make sure you get the first down?
Especially with Asante in the game. He's been running hard in the second half.
And they do have Morrow and Pandorf in all set to the right side of the formation. Sterling single wide out to the left. It'll be KB trying to get the first down. Not going to have it. Pushed off the right side. I think he lost a half yard. And it'll be fourth down and three for MU.
Obvious no-brainer situation here. You have to go for it on fourth down. Now it's a matter of what you elect to do. Matt's right. They lost a little bit. It looks like about fourth and four now. And they need to pick this up, obviously.
Last chance here for the offense, you would think. 1:45 and running. Now at 1:40. Mama with a fourth down and a long three. Empty backfield set. Sacred Heart will take a timeout. We'll break real quick as well. 1:35 showing on the clock, 24-21. In favor of Sacred Heart, Hawks with a fourth down call coming up right after this quick break. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. So it looks like it will come down to this. A fourth down and long three for Monmouth. On the clock, a minute 35. On the scoreboard, Sacred Heart leads 24-21. Sterling, near side wide receiver. Davenport and Sumlin up top to the left. Hill wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. Hayes catches it in the backfield and is dropped for a big loss. Again, the pressure with Connor Caveney coming unblocked. Hill had to release the ball or would have been sacked yet again. And on downs, Sacred Heart takes it over and will look to just run the clock out.
That play, in effect, ends the football game. Monmouth with one timeout left. Sacred Heart can come out, line up in the victory formation, and take knees with 1:29 to go in this contest, leading 24-21.
Noel will operate from the shotgun. Monmouth still with one timeout. Spence around right end to the 20-yard line, and Monmouth will use that final timeout. Clock stopped with a minute 22 to go here in the fourth quarter. Pioneers up 24-21. We're back in 30 seconds with the remaining part of the fourth quarter right after this on the Shore Sports Network. Second down and long. Monmouth cannot stop the clock anymore. Kashada Spence has it running around left end. Will stay in bounds. Got to wonder why Sacred Heart is even running the ball right now. They could take a knee a couple of times and the game would be over.
They didn't have to run it before that timeout that we just took. The ball, next time it's snapped, will be under a minute as we just ticked down. They could have taken three knees, ended the football game. They've run it a couple times. So it's third down. About a 30-second difference between the game and the play clock.
Taking all the time that they need. Not even sure that they'll run a play. They might use a timeout in between third down. Down now to a second. And Sacred Heart will burn a timeout. It comes with 30 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And just as we saw a couple weeks back, A disappointing result. Not necessarily wins, losses. Of course, you want to win when you go out. But as Monmouth was beaten by St. Francis out in Loretto, talked about just the poor play overall that one would have expected in a team that has had some really nice peaks in their season. Today, certainly a fall off, and what you would have to say, a valley, not a peak today.
No question, Matt. Monmouth had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. The offense has been sluggish all game. The defense was not very good early, and they were fantastic the last two quarters, really two plus quarters in this game, giving their offense chances to win at multiple times. Unfortunately, the offense not able to hold up their end of the bargain.
Victory formation, and Noel takes a knee. That should do it. And Monmouth will fall with the loss here today to 4-5 on the season. And with still two games left on the road trip, one would have to wonder how MU will put it back together for perhaps their biggest rival in their football history, the Seahawks of Wagner, the next team up on the schedule. Sacred Heart wins it here today, 24-21. We step out for 60 seconds, come back with the start of the postgame show right after this on the Shore Sports Network. And we are back here for the start of our postgame show presented by McClune's Restaurant. Visit McClune's.com for more information on all of their great locations around the Shore area. We'll start it off here by obviously telling you the final score of our game here today, a disappointing 24-21 in favor of Sacred Heart, who knocks off Monmouth for the sixth time in the 19-year series between the two teams. Now 13-6 overall, the lead for Monmouth. Let's take a peek first at our scoreboard as we wait for stats to come across our way. It is presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Top 25 action today at the FBS level. Number 21, Northern Illinois, now 9-0 as they knock off Massachusetts 63-19. Ohio State improves to 9-0, thumping Purdue 56-0. Wisconsin a winner over Iowa 28-9. Late fourth quarter, South Carolina on top of Mississippi State 34-16. Just kicking off, Michigan and Michigan State, no score there. Also just getting up and running, Clemson has scored early. They lead Virginia by a score of 6-0. Coming up a bit later on tonight, number 8 Auburn on the road at Arkansas, 10th ranked Missouri welcoming in Tennessee. Oklahoma State will visit Texas Tech, matchup of two top 20 teams. Colorado will square off against number 17 UCLA in Los Angeles. Miami and Florida State playing that big game tonight in the ACC, both teams at 7-0. Kickoff set in Tallahassee at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock start, Texas A&M will welcome in Texas El Paso. And then the last game to kick off the top 25, Fresno State will try and go to 8-0. The 16th-ranked Bulldogs will square off against Nevada. Games today involving teams in the Northeast Conference. Robert Morris knocking off Bryant 24-3, the final score in that one. Right now in the fourth quarter, Central Connecticut State all over Wagner 45-17. The Blue Devils lead there. St. Francis and Duquesne will kick off tonight. That is a big game for league standings just after 6 o'clock in Pittsburgh. On the Big South scoreboard, Charleston Southern leads Presbyterian 14-3. Coastal Carolina on top of Charlotte right now in the first quarter, 7-0. That Charleston Southern Presbyterian game, by the way, at the half. And VMI and Liberty are scoreless. That game has just kicked off as well. Sacred Heart beats Monmouth 24-21. We're back to wrap it up after a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks Football on the Shore Sports Network. Time to take a look at our final stats in a Sacred Heart 24-21 win over Monmouth. They are presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. WorldSubaru.com. They think the world of their customers. Some alarming numbers today when you look at the total overall numbers. Monmouth actually getting the better statistic-wise in the offensive category. 340 total yards, 201 through the air, 139 on the ground, 301 overall for Sacred Heart, 184 and 117, the pass-run split in that one. As you look at some of the individual statistics, R.J. Noel, 16 of 33. He had an interception, threw for 184 yards and a touchdown. Brandon Hill, 21 of 36. He was intercepted twice, 201 yards on the day, also threw a touchdown. Julian Hayes going over the 100-yard mark today. 105 for him, 77 for KB Asante, each with a touchdown run. The rushing attack today for Sacred Heart, paced by Noel, 43 yards, 42 for Kashada Spence, and 34 for Sean Bell. In the receiving category, Tyler Doobie, 6 for 74, Greg Moore, 4 for 26. On the Mama side, Neil Sterling led the way. He had 6 catches for 70 yards, 4 for 34 for Lamar Davenport, 2 apiece for Elijah Phillips, and for Thaddeus Richards. 11 tackles on the day for Dave Demersion to pace all the Monmouth defenders. Kellen Sperduto with 11 tackles. Gordon Hill had 10. Eddie, some big numbers as you look at it. You know, despite the offense today for Monmouth having more yards, the quarterback, at least statistically outplaying the Sacred Heart quarterback, Hayes 100, Asante close to 80. The biggest problem today was pass protection for Monmouth. Brandon Hill was sacked six times on the afternoon.
And it seemed as though, Matt, a lot of those sacks came in areas of the game where Monmouth needed to make a play. And yes, the Hawks gained more yards than the Pioneers, but when they needed to do something, they did have the big drive late in the fourth quarter, but before that they were so sluggish for so long in the second half that they ran out of time at the end, and a lot of that, if you remember the one fourth down play that they went on, tried a screen, there was pressure on the quarterback, and Julian Hayes was dumped for a loss. It was the Pioneers up front that allowed them to hang on and ultimately earn this win.
Yeah, Monmouth just could not get themselves into the game. Everything kind of turned around with a play late in the second quarter. Moses Webb, which is ruled as a 51-yard fumble recovery, he was stripped, and the ball going to Ify Isaluka, who then got stripped himself. Webb able to pick it up and run back the other way, just as it seemed Monmouth was going to be able to at least run the half out and at least have the football back and go in trailing 17-7. That a big turning point. The other big turning point for me was Monmouth unable to cash in on that third quarter drive when they started at the Sacred Heart 27-yard line. They couldn't get any points. They went for it on fourth down, which to me was the right call, but when you have it in that spot, you've got to get some points on the board. A couple of plays here and there, and you know, we say that during the course of some of these hard losses, but that's what football is. It's a couple of plays here and a couple of plays there, and the team that makes the biggest plays at the right time winds up the winner today. Sacred Heart takes it by three.
And when you ultimately take a look back at this football game, what you'll see is an explosive Sacred Heart offense in the first half, really the first quarter, and then they were able to ride that out, hang on all game. The MU defense came to play. They made adjustments. They ended up keeping Sacred Heart off the scoreboard the entire second half. It was the offense's inability to convert it third down, to get time in the pocket for Brandon Hill when they needed it. The numbers are going to say that it wasn't a bad game, but when you watch it, you see it unfold. They didn't make the plays when they needed to, especially late in the game, to ultimately come out and pull this comeback win off.
Yeah, certainly to me, the big number, Hill sacked six times, and how many other times was he pressured heavily and just had to kind of throw the football away at certain times. So again, Monmouth in the position like they were a couple weeks ago when they lost out in Loretto to St. Francis, Pennsylvania, trying to even their record back when they will play their 10th game. That will be next week against their old foe, the Seahawks of Wagner, our upcoming game presented by Coach USA. Coach USA driven with pride. The Seahawks at last check were losing big in the fourth quarter, so let's assume that holds up. The Wagner side will go in to the game next week in Staten Island, 2-7 overall. You would think certainly a winnable opportunity for Monmouth, and you know, you hope you can get themselves back on a roll and at least continue to finish the season off in the right way with still three games left and all winnable if Monmouth can just make a couple little tiny tweaks here and there.
I agree, but Matt, it's tough right now. There's so much, it seems, and the Hawks did get the benefit of some plays and pass interference calls that I thought were bad calls if you're a Sacred Heart fan, but there's just, when things can go one way or the other, they just seem to go against the football program right now, and it's unfortunate because you know they want to come out and win these games against NEC teams just as much as the teams they're playing want to beat them, knowing that Monmouth is moving on from the conference and going into the Big South. Really tough position. Wagner has struggled this season. They're not the team that won the Northeast Conference last year, but they're home. They're going to be motivated. They know it's their geographic rival. Should be a good one.
Always is when the two teams match up and play. Our thanks today to Ray Malaspina back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network on 1160, 1310 AM. We will recap this one, unfortunately. Always look forward to the show, but hey, talking after a tough loss like this Tuesday night at Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Eddie, great job out of you as always. Nice to at least be back on the air. A couple of football games left before we'll turn our attention to Hoops. Looking forward to Monmouth getting back on the winning side next Saturday against Wagner.
Matt, as always, partner, great job being here. Always good to be back, having a broadcast, some football games. Looking forward to Hoops, but still three football games left. See you at Jack's on Tuesday night.
All right, we'll do it then on these same stations, 1160, 1310. Again, great job from Ray, for my partner, Eddie Acapinti, and all of us here from the Monmouth Athletic Department. Matt Harmon saying so long from Fairfield, Connecticut. Sacred Heart, a bit better than Monmouth today. They win at 24-21. You've been listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports Network.